In Northwest news from KPLU, the recent murder of a well-known community figure in Seattle's International District has spurred the city to go after hookah lounges. Donnie Chin, who ran an emergency center, was shot to death near one. City officials say it just illustrates an ongoing problem with the indoor smoking clubs. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story.
At a packed news conference, officials took turns attacking what they say is the public safety threat posed by what happens outside the smoking clubs.
I've heard consistent concerns expressed about the hookah lounges and the crime and disorder.
Seattle has seen carjacking, gun violence.
Three of those shootings have been homicides.
That was Mayor Ed Murray, City Councilman John Okamoto, and Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole. All agreed, as expressed here by City Attorney Pete Holmes, that
it is time to shut them down.
Up till now, the city's had difficulty doing that because there wasn't any mechanism in place to pull a club's business license. A new law changes that. Some club owners, who, by the way, often cater to an East African clientele, are crying foul, though. Nabil Mohammed of Medina Hookah Lounge says it's unfair to punish him for what happens outside his club.
I believe the underlying situation is not the hookah lounges, it's the youth problem.
In other words, young people with no job prospects and little to do. However, members of the Somali community turned out in force to support shutting the lounges down, saying young people who go often smoke more than just tobacco and end up getting involved in violence. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.